when I first started teaching here, I remember one time up here, and not too far from where we are right now, is I was standing in front of a class writing on a whiteboard with black marker, and I told the class, I said, you know, it's time for me to retire. I said, when I started this business, I was writing on a blackboard with white chalk, and now I'm on a whiteboard with black marker. And they got a kick out of it, and so did I. Kind of stopped to think about it, actually how long I had been teaching. But it was fun. Something I always got a kick out of is the instructors at this campus are called professors of whatever, English, math, business, social studies, whatever. And the only reason, it's the only school in the state that I know that calls the community college instructors professors. The reason that was when the school first started, I was in Yuma at the time, teaching over at San Pasqual, is they would not hire locally. They didn't want to rob any of the local high schools, which were only two at the time, barely two. Hopefully just came into existence. And so they were trying to attract people from back east and up north, and so they decided they'd call their instructors professors because that's so much more, quote-unquote, prestigious. When I was active in the educational associations around the state, every time I went to a four-year school, I used to get a really bad time from all my buddies that would say, well, here's Professor Foy from Arizona Western College. And people just look at me and shake their heads, you know, because they knew me. I didn't profess to know anything that they didn't know. But that's how they became professors, and that's why we have the term professor at this community college. And you won't find it any other, I don't think, that I know about in the United States, not to mention Arizona.